We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Jackie Page.
Members of Michigan's congressional delegation calling on Congress to pass a resolution condemning the Russian government for detaining Novi native Paul Whelan. Elizabeth Whelan says her brother's situation is an injustice and could happen to anyone.
We will not rest until he is returned to us. We greatly value the contributions of our growing support network, who have called and written and continue to stand up for Paul.
Senator Gary Peters, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, and Congressman Dan Kildee, also Andy Levin, say that Whelan has been held for no reason. Charges could be filed later today in the case of a murder and armed robbery of a Dearborn man. WWJ's Charlie Langton has the latest.
A suspect who reports indicate is a minor is now under arrest in the fatal shooting of 29-year-old Saja Ajnabi, who was shot last Friday near her home in Dearborn. She was the victim of an armed robbery only about a mile from her home. Dearborn police still looking for other evidence. They're encouraging residents who have surveillance cameras to report any suspicious activity to the police, but there could may very well be an announcement later on this afternoon regarding this case. In Dearborn, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Two families displaced and several people hospitalized after a house fire in southwest Detroit overnight. Fire officials say six people, including a two-year-old boy, are being treated for smoke inhalation and minor burns. The fire broke out around 2 o'clock this morning along Whitaker Street near Verner. Jamie Diaz Herrera says one of the people in the home works for him. He went around and collected $500 for the family.
You have to be kind. I mean, look, killing people everywhere, and I mean, just we do simple things every single day. I mean, you don't have, I don't need a sticker. Hey, I did this. No, man, this is only for God.
Another person driving by did give another $700. Arson investigators are on the scene determining the cause. It was a smash and grab of an ATM in southwest Detroit. WWJ's Mike Campbell has details.
Two guys in a pickup truck reportedly pulled into the BP gas station and Subway sandwich shop at 4th Street and Clark. One got out, went inside, tied up the ATM. The other pulled it through the front door, shattered the glass. They both loaded it into the truck bed and then sped off. Brent Glendenning is a security guard at the lot next door.
Every night there's something down here. That's why we got to have a security all over the place.
You said that place has been hit before with stuff?
Well, that's the same gas station officer, off-duty officer, got robbed and carjacked at.
The suspects sped off going east towards downtown, down 4th Street. Police are still looking for the vehicle and suspects. In southwest Detroit, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
DTE Energy is working to fix some power outages this morning because of last night's thunderstorms. Tens of thousands of customers are without power. Spokesperson David Peterson says that they have already restored almost half of those that were affected.
At our height, we were about 65,000 customers that were out, and our crews worked around the night to get as many as we possibly could while it was still raining back online, and currently we're looking at about 36,000 customers that are out.
He says wind damage and down power lines are mostly to blame. The worst hit areas are north of Ann Arbor in the Dexter and Chelsea areas. Volkswagen more bullish on EVs or electric vehicles than any other car makers, but will car buyers be bullish on Volkswagen's new electric vehicles? WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert is wrapping up several days at the Frankfurt Auto Show.
Volkswagen wants to do no less than create the electric version of the people's car, says VW of America CEO Scott Keogh. He expects electrics to move from 2% of the market today to 15% before too much longer.
What makes you that optimistic to think you'll get that kind of share?
Because, you know, when you introduce cool cars, cool new technology, and Americans start to adapt, it takes off.
VW's first EV for the U.S. comes late next year. At the Frankfurt Auto Show, I am Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Something new at the zoo, WWJ's Ron Dewey at the Detroit Zoo, where some new additions were welcomed today.
A pair of young Amur tigers, Nikolai and Alexei, two-year-old brothers born at the Columbus Zoo, now taking residency at the Detroit Zoo's new Devereaux Tiger Forest. Zoo CEO Ron Kagan says the renovated and expanded habitat depicts the tiger's native landscape of far eastern Russia.
There are now all sorts of additional opportunities for areas for the tigers to both find shade and have viewing areas for them so that they can see people because they're curious.
Amur tigers, formerly known as Siberian tigers, are an endangered species, only 500 left in the wild. And Kagan hopes people will be more aware of their plight with these new additions. At the Detroit Zoo, Ron Dewey, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The loss of a child is one of life's greatest tragedies, and a local mother found some solace through horses. We get her story now from WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights.
10 years ago, Nancy Merlot's world fell apart when her 16-year-old son, Louis, died.
I suddenly found myself without really a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Then a friend mentioned horseback riding.
I started taking riding lessons at age 45.
The focus required to care for a horse and to ride it, plus the friendships made, changed Nancy's life.
That really helped me recover from my grief.
She saw such positive results, she now owns the Brighton Equestrian Club and offers lessons to help others who are grieving. Contact the Brighton Equestrian Club for more information. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, favorite WWJ on radio.com. Ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950 or tune in to AM 950 WWJ.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.